What's good, y'all? We're back with another episode of the Creepy Tales Podcast. It is your boy, Dub, and I am here with a very, very special day, a very, very special guest today, one of my oldest continuous friends, because you already know you got cut off fake niggas, but it is my boy, OC2, a.k.a. Octos, a.k.a. Omar. What do those people call you? Hey, shit,
That's about it. That's what they call
it. Hey, OC2. And let's get right into it. All right, so the theme of this entire episode is I would have made it out of that shit. Meaning, every single story we go over today is going to be situations that I feel like were very avoidable.
Yeah.
So, for the first topic, I'm going to get into this new thing I'm doing where I have a different type of monster and I break down what they do, like how they kill people and how they kill them, and you gonna tell me if you think you could have killed them. All right. So for the first one, we get into banshees. You heard of them before?
I kind of have. Just tell me what it is.
But yeah, a banshee, for the folks who do not know, is like, this is like Irish monster. And essentially, it's like this like ghost woman who screams hella loud.
Yeah.
And whenever she screams at you, pretty much you end up dying. Like, that's the grand scheme of things. So essentially, it's like a ghost fairy type thing that has, like, this stupid, stupid scream. Then it kills you and it eats your brain. So, yeah. So, I'm going to get into it a little bit more. So, like, the way it works, there's two different banshees that do stuff. So, the first one is going to come through. It's going to scream. And that just lets you know, you're going to die soon.
Yeah.
And then, like, a couple days later, the second one will come through, and it will, like, it will scream at you, and then after, like, it will scream so loud, like, it kills you, or no, I'm tripping, yeah. So it screams at you, and it makes you go insane, and then you start just, like, bashing your head into a wall, and it just makes you do that, like, over and over again until you kill yourself, and then it, like, comes through and it eats your brain. All right, so that's the way banshees work. And the only way to kill them, like, you can't use no normal stuff. They can literally get to the point where, like, because it's pretty much a ghost. Like, you can't touch it. The only way to kill it is with an all-gold knife or all-gold blade. Like, you just got to stab it with a gold blade, right? And that's it. Like, I mean, that's it. And let's say, yeah, it ain't easy to get a gold blade and all that, but it's possible. That's the way I look at it. If you gotta steal somebody's knife in order to not die, it'd be like that. I'd rather be in prison than dead. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. So, do you think you could have made it out?
Definitely in Ireland, right?
I mean, like, there were ever, but it's like an Irish monster. Like, that's where the banshee comes from.
I feel like, if I started hearing, like, stories of, like, people saying they heard it in that town or whatever.
Oh, that's the thing. That's the crazy thing. That's the crazy thing. Like, whenever they scream at you, it's like the fact that they're ghosts, only you can hear the scream. No one else can hear it. So everybody just thinks that the person who heard it is going insane. Only one person will hear the scream and then start going crazy. Like, bro, did you not hear this? Did you not see this banshee? And then the banshee comes through and kills them. So it makes it look like they're really insane.
Damn. I mean, I feel like you'd have to do it. You have to find the knife.
Man.
Either way.
Oh, so I didn't throw in this. There's one other way to somewhat take care of a banshee. It's not killing them, but you can put a spell on it, and it will just make it go away. And it can't, like, it's not going to mess with you anymore. And so, yeah.
A spell. I don't know. I'm not into that witchcraft kind of stuff.
Man, if you'll keep me alive, bro, call me, man, Caleb the Witch, bro, whatever. I don't know. Man. I'm not dying. That's all I know.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely put up a fight, but, you know, bitch takes me, you know. Yeah, but not most definitely, if the knife's an option, I'm getting the knife.
Here's my thing with it, right?
Yeah.
I feel like people ain't taking this serious enough. If I hear a scream, like, it's supposed to be, like, super loud. It's supposed to be, like, almost be able to, like, split your ear, like, eardrums and stuff. It's supposed to be, like, a loud-ass, like, high-pitched scream.
Yeah.
If I hear that, I'm like, I'm gonna do research to figure out what that was. I'm like, if I don't just off rip know it's a banshee, it's not. It's a pretty common monster. Right? You can figure that out. At that point, I'm gonna be ready whenever it show back up. I'm gonna be, for one, I'm going to be somewhere where there's no walls. See, I can't bang my head into no walls anyway. I'm going to a field or something. And then I'll be ready to sit there with a spell and a knife. I'm like, I'll be damned if this thing kills me if I have a couple days to prep. This is the one monster that gives you prep time, bro.
Yeah. Either that or I'd get them AirPod Pros.
Mm-hmm.
But then, nothing. Noise
true.
Cancellation.
True.
About the same.
I'm like, yeah, that is true. Okay, so here's what I wonder. I wonder, is the, like, does the banshee scream at you and it's, like, really outside, or does it, like, scream in your head? Because it is a ghost.
Yeah.
How's that work? All right, I wonder.
I wonder if there's anybody that's, like, survived it. Like, you know, like, they heard it first time. They're like, all right, we're out. We do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, well, I feel like it could hunt you down. But, like, man, I don't know. I'd be damned if I let this thing kill me.
How many people there is, and you're a spirit? It's like kind of like, you know, if you really dedicate yourself to that one person, like, that's really some dedication. But
well, I mean, they go like one at a like
you can get anybody.
Yeah, but like the way it works, they go like one at a time. Like they put their marker in you because it's two different ones. So the first one gonna let you know we finna kill you. Then the second one already got his marks on you, just waiting for you to slip up. So it's like my thing is even then. This isn't a hard thing to kill. your hardest part is gonna be getting the gold blade or getting the stuff for this spell. After that, you're cool.
Yeah, we have the internet. We can just
Google this. Exactly.
It's pretty avoidable.
Exactly. Like it comes down to research. Like
yeah, you just research it. Yeah, exactly.
If I can figure all this out with a 5-minute Google search in order to do this episode, no one should be out here getting killed by banshees. That's the way I see it. Man. So, you pretty sure you would make it out?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I could. I think I could avoid it.
Yeah. But
if it comes to, you know, got to go out in a fight, yeah.
Exactly. Right. I'm going to stab that hoe. Like, I'm going to stab that hoe. See ya. I think the final verdict is the banshee's ass.
the banshee is listening to this, you know.
I want all the smoke, bro. If some banshee is somehow listening to the fucking Creepy Tales podcast, I want all the smoke, bro. I'm with all of it. I'm with all of it, bro. Peter and banshee. I will be damned. Yes, bro. My thing is, that's all you need because. The banshee don't really put hands on you. It's not like a werewolf or something where it's gonna throw you around. All you gotta do is stab it before it can scream at you. Put in your AirPod Pros and get it hidden. That's all you really gotta do.
Yeah, honestly.
Or if you with all that, put a spell on it. I'm like, if there's a spell to kill a banshee on the internet, you should be able to find it. Go to a bookstore, figure out something. They got bookstores, all old books, like your old European books.
Price books.
You should not be dying from this at all. But speaking of dying, and speaking of hot like stuff that wreck up high ass body counts, let's get into the man who did it. All right, so I got a question for you.
All right, what's up?
Would you ever trust a white man named Herman?
Herman?
Yes, Herman.
That's a pass for me.
Exactly. But all these motherfucking people did. So back in, it was like the early 1900s, right? Because it was for the World Fair. So, this is not even early 1900s. This is 1893, right? Yes, 1893. So for people who don't know, there was a World Fair in Chicago. And World Fair is this old thing. I don't even think this thing's going on anymore, but it was essentially like, well, it was what it was. People came from all over the world into different cities, and they had all these crazy exhibits, pretty much like giant circuses that took up an entire city on some shit, right? Businesses profited, all that, boom. Essentially, it's like All-Star Weekend, except in the 1800s. So there was this dude in Chicago named H.H. Holmes, or Herman Webster Mudgett. And, yeah, he changed his middle name from Webster. But yeah, H.H. Holmes.
The only normal name, and he changes it.
Yeah. Herman Webster Mudgett. And he changed his name to H.H. Holmes. And, bro, I ain't gonna lie to you. Bro was crazy. Bro was on his shit.
Bro, what do you do?
Man. So, pretty much, he owned a spot in Chicago that later became known as the Murder Castle.
Oh, God.
Man. So, he owned this drugstore, and he essentially conned everybody who worked at his drugstore out their money, and he built this hotel that was booby-trapped all over. And whenever people came to town for the World Fair, people who stayed in his hotel, and he racked up that body count, like I said.
God dang.
Man. All right. This is kind of corny, but... H.H. Holmes low-key started out. So, for people who don't know, Englewood is a neighborhood of Chicago, right?
Yeah.
The niggas be there. The niggas be there. And that's where he had his little hotel spot at. H.H. Holmes was the original OG killer in Englewood, bro. For all your Chief Keys, all your little Reese's, all them folks. H.H. Holmes had a body count higher than all them fools. I'm not even gonna hold you. So pretty much, yeah, he had this booby traps hotel, and like, so I'm about to read this thing of what they said was all in here. It said the space featured soundproof rooms, secret passages, and disorienting mazes of hallways and staircases. The rooms were allegedly outfitted with trap doors over chutes that dropped Holmes' unsuspecting victims into the building's basement. And the basement is where all that shit really, really went down. I'm not even gonna hold you. It said this thing had acid pits of quicklime, which is like used to decay corpse, and had a whole crematorium so that he could burn bodies.
God dang.
Bro, he was really out here murking people, bro. Yeah. Oh, God. And this nigga was literally putting a soundproof room so he could go into rooms and murk people. He had trap doors in there to where people just shoot straight down to the basement. And he literally made all the walls and staircases and like into mazes to where like you would just get lost in there, end up in a trap door, just end up getting caught up by him on some shit. And they said in total he raked up over 200 bodies.
God,
yes, man. Like, it's some real crazy shit.
So he killed everybody that stayed at his hotel or just like a certain amount of people?
I'm not glad the article don't say all that. I don't even know.
I'm kind of wondering, like, if he did this for a while or it was just, like, his...
All this happened during the World Fair.
Oh, so it's just one-time thing?
Pretty much. Like, I think it went on a little bit longer. But for the most part, this happened within a one-year or less period.
Yeah.
Because, like, Think like this. They said 27 million people came to Chicago for the World Fair. He killed 200 of them.
God damn
it. I'm not going to do the math to figure out what percentage that is, but he killed a good amount of people. Oh, it does say right here. Took advantage of someone. Like, oh, wait, never mind. Oh, yeah. No, it said he mostly killed young women. That was the shit he got off on.
That's so weird. Why do people back then kill only women?
Man, I don't know. That still be happening. I did another topic. Like, it was like the last episode or two episodes ago about this dude named Joe Metheny, who's a cannibal in Baltimore, like back in the early
2000s. Oh, yeah, I listened to that.
And yeah, he was literally only killing prostitutes for the most part.
Yeah, like,
yeah, but you know what that is? White folk. No racist shit, but white folk, man. I'm not gonna lie. I'll talk a lot of shit about white people on here, but y'all get it. Okay, so it said he was arrested in Boston, it said Holmes was still apprehended soon after he fled Chicago in October 1893, following the conclusion of the World's Fair. He was arrested in Boston and eventually suspected of murdering his assistant, Benjamin Pitezel, and two of Pitezel's children. So, yeah. I'm like, I mean, they caught him. Like,
they caught him for his assistant being dead, but not. I don't know. That's really weird. Like, if you mean if you know, like, somebody important is going to a hotel and then they don't come back,
exactly. I'm like, be on this nigga head immediately, bro.
Yeah, I would have been like, yo, she was at this hotel. She told me that she checked in, like, you know. Like, what's up? Like, where did she go?
Honestly, bro. Okay, wait. I just saw something else in this thing. It said, while on the run, Holmes misled Pitizel's wife as well, collecting the insurance money for his former assistant, living off of his widow and three of their children. Or, no, living with his widow and three of their children. Bro, this nigga ain't shit. Bro, he killed his assistant and two of his kids, stole his insurance money off of his murder, and lived with his wife and kids afterwards?
Yeah.
This dude was sick in the head, bro. Wow, he was on one. I'm not gonna hold you.
That's crazy. Is that what happened?
For real. But yeah, I mean, that's the people for you.
Yeah, and it makes sense with the times too. Like, I feel like back then you could get away with murder. Like,
oh yeah, for sure.
But now I feel like there's so much technology. I mean, they track everything, like our messages, and
exactly. You know, right.
We get calls when they ping off the cell towers.
Yeah, or even like the traffic, like the little traffic cameras. Yeah. They can pull up your like they, those. Most of those have like face location technology. Like you, can, like you can't get away with killing 200 people anymore.
Yeah, it's crazy now. Like they could like pin the exact time frame, like you know, from 5:15 to 5:20, like was around the time he was attacked or whatever. Like that's just crazy to me. Like.
Exactly.
The money we have now, but then there's still so many cases that they can't solve. So it's just crazy what this technology, like in the future, is going to do. To where, like, basically they're going to have it like whole 3D, like exactly how it happened.
For sure. That's a lot. Technology is just getting. I'm not gonna say it's getting a bit far because it's good that we can track murderers. But I don't like anybody tracking me that much. I don't need anybody being able to do not having that much insight into me. Okay, so on to this one with the murder castle. Do you think you could have made it out of there?
Murder castle? So was it like an actual like brand? Like what was the name of the original castle? Like what was it originally?
That's a good question.
Because low-key, if it was named the murder castle.
Nah, it wasn't named it. That was like what historians started calling it after that. I really don't know.
Is it still there in Chicago?
Yeah, it's a museum now.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Museum? It is that not.
Probably haunted.
All right, for sure. I would never go there. I'm not going to hold you. Never.
Never stay there. I don't know. Hotels, I'm kind of like name brand hotels, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like a regular like hotel, like a motel, or like a regular name, like somebody's.
I'm not gonna say. I've been in a no name motel before, trying to go on a trip, but we was cautious the whole time. Like I feel like in order to get caught in a trap door, I would have noticed very quickly if the room was soundproof. I'm like, if rooms are not soundproof today, like you can hear in between walls now, in 1893, I would automatically been suspicious if a room was soundproof. That would have threw me off for one. But man, I don't know, because he had that place pretty locked down. But I'm like, I've seen a picture of H.H. Holmes. I'm like, I could have took him. He's like a real normal guy, unless I injured myself going through the trap hole. I'm getting out of here. That's the way I look.
Yeah, and he had that many people, too. Why wouldn't they try to, like, work together to, you know, try to save people?
I mean, I think he was, like, killing them as they dropped down.
Oh, so they just dropped straight into a pit of acid?
Either that or they would go into the soundproof room and he would, like, kill them one-on-one. And, like, apparently, some of the doors, like, locked from the inside and all that. Like, it was a lot that was happening. Like, a lot of the soundproof doors locked from the inside. So once you're in there, they can't even like hear you banging on the walls and all that because
yeah.
So I mean, like he definitely planned this out.
Yeah,
I'm like
a smart guy because I mean to build that many trap doors and a maze and a hotel. Like
I'm not even gonna say he was smart. The dude had money. Remember I told you he was conning people. They said the police was on him for a minute. He just paid them all off and framed somebody else so he could actually get out the city.
Yeah, that's how corrupt things are. If you got money, you can control it. Exactly.
Especially in the 1890s. He was a white man in Chicago. They was not going to arrest him. He was not going to arrest him. But, yeah.
Crazy. Even to, like, build it, though, and construct it. Like, I mean, even the construction workers.
They say he used, like, 6 different construction companies, so nobody knew exactly what the hotel was going to look like.
Crazy to me.
Yeah.
What the heck are we making trap doors for a hotel? Like, I'd be like, nah.
Exactly. I'll report.
Yeah.
If you're going
to that hotel, don't go to
it. Exactly. So, Murder Castle. You think you're going to make it out of there?
I think I could. I'm pretty sure there were survivors. Like, I'm pretty sure you didn't kill everybody. Because, I mean, that kind of seems pretty hard. I feel like there's some people, you know, like, they had just luck. Like, you know, they took a step over the trap door, and then they took another step. They're good.
Yeah.
Even then, like, you know, there's people that left when they saw people disappearing. Like, you know.
Man, I mean, for one, I probably would not have been there. For one. Yeah, probably just wouldn't have gone. Like, because let me say, even if I stay in a hotel, man, shout out all your hotel in, somewhere outside of Austin. I forgot the exact city. It was like right outside of San Marcos. Went there for the Captain Pool party last year. Amazing. Oyo Motel. It looked like OVO. But even then, like whenever we stayed there, I looked up the reviews first. I know they had Google back in 1895, but shit, you could have figured out something. I would have asked people around, like, oh, have you ever stayed there?
I wouldn't just go to this hotel.
At all.
Yeah,
I wanted to ask around something, figure it out.
Yeah, Best Western or Hilton or
really something, somebody house. I'd rather stay at a random person's house in a hotel with no reviews.
Yeah, exactly. Random hotel, nah.
Mm-hmm. But speaking of trusting people too much, this white girl did exactly that. Let's get into it. All right, this is the last story of the day. As I said, white people trust each other a little bit too much, especially young white women have a tendency to feel very invulnerable. This is one thing I've learned throughout my 20 years of life on this good earth. White women trust a little bit too hard, too quickly. And this story is the epitome of that. So back in 2011, there was a movie that came out called Megan is Missing. And bruh, I got a pretty strong stomach. I can handle most crazy shit that be happening. This one got me a little bit. I'm not even gonna hold you, bro. This one got me. So, pretty much in this movie, it's about a real life case of this girl named Megan Stewart who was kidnapped and murdered by this boy that she met online. And this happened back in 2006. And then she ended up getting her best friend caught up in it, Amy, who also ended up getting killed by bruh. And it was too much shit happening. Period, bruh. Like, it's like, for the whole beginning half of the movie, not the beginning half, for like the first 3/4 of the movie, you're just sitting there like, why are you doing this? Like, most of the stuff happens in the movie, you're just like, this is clearly not a good idea.
Yeah.
But she was on it, bro. And let me tell you how on it she was. Girl was 14. 13 whenever the whole little situation started. Girl was 14 years old whenever she got killed. Popular kid, blah, blah, blah. Like, she was on some stuff, but she was on that shit.
This guy
was they never caught the dude, for one. Never caught the man. That's the scariest thing about it.
He's still on the loose?
Oh, yeah. He's still out there. He's still out there and active. Well, I don't know about active, but he's still out there. And so she was an honor student. Like, she was popular, all that. But she was also a drug addict.
13?
Yes. She was a drug addict. Like, she had been sexually abused a couple times. She had a fucked up relationship with her mama. And they talked about all this in the movie. Like, I'm not gonna lie. The ending, it was a bit much for me personally. Like, I had to pause it for a second and get back into it. But good-ass movie. Not acting is ass, but it's a good movie. And, yeah. So, pretty much, she had a fucked-up childhood, but she was still making it through. And she had a best friend, Amy. So, one day, Megan was online, in his little group chat. Like, you know, like back in Earthshots, and they had that little group chats and shit they had on the computer. And she met this dude named Josh in the chat room. Yeah, chat room. That's what the thing's called. And she fell head over heels for this dude, bro. It was too much shit going on. And blah, say blah. She's doing a whole bunch of dumb shit, giving this nigga way too much information. Like, not believing her friends whenever they, like, man, quit messing around with him. Like, her friends had never met him either, but he was on some real, real weird shit. And she was just falling for it, bro. Falling for just going right into this nigga palm. So one day they end up meeting up not in a restaurant, but behind a diner that was in her area. And she was never seen again.
What?
Yes.
Nah.
Like, her only somewhat saving grace is the fact that Amy, her best friend, her parents had bought her a camera. And she just started pretty like, or just recording everything that kind of went on around her. So Amy knew at first. So Amy pretty much started trying to get in contact with Josh, right? And like, Josh was like, "Bitch, I'll kill you." Like, they'll be out here talking to motherfucking police. Like, bro, dude snaps. And went from sweet old little Josh to, "Bitch, I'll kill you. You ain't gonna do shit. That's why your friend was a hoe. That's why she going now. Bitch, you gonna be going next too." And then she finally went to police and snitched. And man, I'm not gonna give away the scene because this shit scared me, so I want to scare y'all too. But grand scheme of things, she ended up getting snatched. She got snatched too, and pretty much whenever she got snatched, she had her camera on her.
Yeah,
this nigga took the serial killer, or not serial, but the kidnapper took the camera. So this is where the movie fucked me up. The whole last 3/4 of this movie, well, not the whole, but a good chunk of it is actual footage.
Yeah.
It's really Amber. Like, is that shit crazy. Or it's
so you, like, showed him, like, their last moments?
Huh?
Like, he recorded their last moments, like,
yes,
alive. They actually used that.
Not Megan's last. Megan was dead by then. He recorded Amy's last moments alive. He recorded him raping and killing Amy.
Oh, my God.
And you watch all this in the movie. He recorded himself burying their bodies. And you watch all this in the movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And somebody agreed to make this movie?
Yeah. Man, getting into that. Man, this movie is so bad. New Zealand banned it. You could not even watch this movie in New Zealand.
It was like actually like in the movie theaters and everything, right?
It was like a limited release. Yeah, it was low budget, but it was like a limited release.
Parents like allowed
this? I guess so.
I would have never allowed them to use real footage. Like I'd probably let them like do a reenactment.
I'm gonna say a majority of it was reenacted. But they had real footage in this movie.
I would definitely not show her last moments
alive. If I remember correctly, none of Megan's real footage was shown. No, they show all the real footage. No, I'm not going to give away what happened at the end of the movie, but all I'm going to say is you see Megan's dead body. You end up seeing Amy's last moments. You end up seeing her being raped, her being killed, and her being buried. And then you kind of see what happens with her. It's a lot. Like, they call this shit like a psychological thriller, and I get it. It fucks with your head. Like, I had to pause it at one point. Like, yeah. It was a bit much.
Yeah, I don't think I can watch that. That's crazy to me. Like, just that they allow that. Like, I would never. If that was my child, and my child was raped and killed on camera, I would definitely not allow that footage to be used in a movie.
Exactly. Like
even if it's like educational purposes, like, you know.
Oh, no, it was not educational. It was meant to. Yeah. But the director, he was trying to hit it big using some gritty shit. Nah, bro. It was a bit much.
That's not it.
Man. And shout out to the girl who showed me this movie, Jamaya from the Mo. She pretty good for a girl with no talent. If you know, you feel me? But yeah, that's Megan is missing. It's a lot to say the least.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, I don't even really know what to take of this. Oh, and then, man, remember I said, and I'm just now seeing this, like, I don't remember the exact number. So, remember I said that old girl got raped in the movie?
Yeah.
That was a 3-minute scene, no cuts.
3 minutes of, oh my God.
You sit there, no cut, like, it don't jump from angle to angle because it's real footage at this point.
That's
all right. No, they didn't show the real footage of that. That's illegal. But they show the footage of the actor because it's a child. Like it's like the girl who they show on camera getting raped, she was 13. So yeah, it's the actress, but you're still watching a 13-year-old girl get raped. Like for all intents and purposes, she's 13. And yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm
back
watching this movie.
Yeah, but it's a lot. I'm not going to hold you. Yeah,
that's a lot.
I didn't know what I was walking into whenever I watched this movie, but that's the murder of Megan and Amy. So, let's talk about this. Well, for one, do you think you will ever get caught up in some shit like that?
I don't know.
But, let me break it. She was on some dumb shit. She allowed this dude to just keep on talking to her without ever video chatting. And shit like that, but I mean, like, do you be sliding like random females' DMs and all that? Like, you ain't gotta expose yourself. You ain't gotta expose yourself if you don't need to. But
yeah, like, I've talked to people like through Twitter or Instagram DMs and stuff, or even then, if I actually meet up with them, so most of the time I'll just text them a little bit and then we follow up.
Yeah,
but like, if I actually like legit meet up with them, it's not gonna be like, you know, months after we've been talking, like, you know,
and plus, that's not gonna. Also, that's not even my first time seeing your face. Like, we got a FaceTime or something before this.
Like, face too. Like, we're like showing each other like face and stuff, like snaps and stuff. And I'm like, you know, okay, you know, this person kind of like checks out for who they are. Then, like, you know, I'd meet up somewhere public. Like, I wouldn't just
meet up behind a diner whenever you can meet inside where there's camera. And, bro, also, they have footage of her getting kidnapped. Like, and they show the real kidnap footage, too. Because, like, there was a camera behind the diner, but you only see Megan. You can't actually see the dude's face.
Yeah.
And, man, shit's crazy.
Did she know that he was older, too? Or
she thought he was 17.
Even then, still. Yeah.
17 to 14, and that's still a bit much, but, yeah, I mean, she had a fucked up life. But still, man.
What they do is those creeps, they, like, prey on, like, you know, like, vulnerable, like, girls that have, like, been through some stuff, you know?
Exactly,
like,
bro. Yeah, man.
That's just crazy to me. But, yeah, I definitely wouldn't allow that to happen. And her friend, too?
Yeah. I mean, her friend was pretty much going to, I guess she was going to make it away. He's probably going to come back for her later. But essentially, at first, he didn't even really fuck with the friend like that. Like, he didn't do nothing to her. Until she snitched.
Yeah.
And I'm not blaming it on her. We're not victim blaming here at all. Creepshows don't support that. But as soon as she goddamn spoke, the boy came back and got her ass. That part scared me. Her kidnapping scared the shit out of me because I didn't even see it coming.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm a real friend. You know, like, I ask my friends for their inputs on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I knew something was kind of, like, bad and, like, you know, I asked somebody about it, it's kind of like a cry to help. And, like, you know, I'd hope for them to give me the best situation out of it. And, like, even then, like, I know they'd be on my ass, like, hey, bro, you know, what you're doing is wrong. Like, you know.
Exactly. Never met,
like, my friends call me out. I call them out. Like, you know, we all call each other out for stuff.
For sure.
So, I mean, definitely, like, I wouldn't have let my friend escalate in that.
And let me say, some of them tried to stop her. Some of them fake child. She had a whole lot of fake friends. That kind of added fuel to the fire. But even Amy was like, bro, stop it. Do not meet up with this nigga, blah, blah, blah. And she still went along with it. Because she was like, oh, no, I love him. But
even tell an adult. Like, I mean, there's some situations.
Exactly. That was the biggest issue. They didn't tell any adults. Like, I think it was like 2 weeks before Amy even snitched on the dude.
Oh,
exactly. Yeah. I'm right.
Okay. As soon as she would have gone missing, I would have been like, yep, it was this dude. I called it, you know.
Exactly.
Find his information, you know, look at her phone. Like, you know, she's with that guy.
Exactly.
Like, you know, I don't care if there's repercussions on me right now, but, I mean, if you can save her as quickly as possible.
Exactly, man.
That's cool. And even then, I'd get the police like, hey, yo, watch my moves. Like, you know, I'm not leaving the house for a minute. Like,
for sure. Like, I don't mess with unnecessary snitching, but at some point, need to tell somebody.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Like, that shouldn't have stayed secret for that long at all.
Yeah, like, I'm not a snitch, but I mean, if it comes down to, like, you know, you're worried about somebody and something like that, I mean,
yeah,
rather you have them alive and with you
really?
And be mad at you than, you know, dead and, you know, you could have stopped it.
Right. I'm always snitch on a rapist at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But that is the fucked up story of Megan. R.I.P. to both of them girls.
Yeah.
Watch that movie if you like watching hella scary shit. And that was another episode of Creepy Tales Podcast. We back at it, baby. And we done.